met Tuesday at their shared border for talks meant to ease a decades-long military standoff. VOA's Pernell Murdoch reports their meeting comes as satellite imagery detects new ballistic missile activity.
It was the second meeting since their leaders met for a landmark summit in April and pledged to reduce the danger of another war on the peninsula. The head of the South Korean delegation said both sides are moving forward with implementing agreements made during previous talks and taking steps toward easing military tensions on the peninsula. No huge announcement is expected from the talks. Some experts say South Korea can't agree on any drastic measures to reduce animosity unless the North takes serious nuclear disarmament steps. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Tuesday, multiple blasts hit an area in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad. At least four people are reported dead and eight wounded. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Officials say the Tuesday blast was followed by gunfire as an unknown number of gunmen attacked an area of shops and government offices. A member of the local provincial council said the attack appeared to have targeted a building of the Department of Refugee Affairs. He said there had been at least three explosions. It comes after a roadside bomb hit a passenger bus in western Afghanistan, killing at least 11 people. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he is willing to meet with Iran's leaders with no preconditions and at any time they want. However, on Monday, the president said,
"The brutal regime in Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon. Never."
Last week, Trump exchanged heated rhetoric with Tehran, warning the Iranian president to never, ever threaten the United States again. Officials in Tehran have ruled out any talks with Washington, saying that the United States has shown it is not reliable. This is VOA News. Zimbabweans are awaiting their first results from an election that they hope will lift the country and